Welcome back to the Bad Balance Podcast, where every shot makes someone happy, and Scotty Shuffle does it again. Woohoo! He wins the Traveler Championship, another signature event. Even he looks bored of it. We're bored of it. I mean, this must be what it was like to have a podcast in 2000, 2008. If podcasts existed, it's like the greatness of Tiger Woods. And, you know, how much can you really talk about things? In the past, we talked about what can his legacy be and why is he so boring? But now there's just not that much to talk about with Scotty. So instead, the boys are nice enough to let me do the intro and go through the entire season. We're about three quarters of the way of the season and go through the storyline of the PGA Tour each and every week. It's been a great year of golf. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what the ratings say. There's been a great storyline, an organic great storyline every single week. So we're going to go through it. I know it sounds like it'll take a long time, but it won't. So without further ado, we'll go right into it. We'll fly through this. So first week of January, the Century Championship. Winner is Chris Kirk, who it quickly came out after that he was struggling with depression and alcoholism. And it wasn't like he was going out and partying all the time. Instead, he was staring at walls and he would have such negative thoughts about his golf game that he started just drinking his life away. And he was just drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking so that he could finally go to bed. It's a really dark place in this very lonely game of professional golf that is a very singular pursuit. Which then leads into the ultra sad story of Grayson Murray. And he was also struggling with alcoholism and depression. And he wins at the Sony Open Hawaii. And it was just a great story of a man who flipped his life around. He found faith. He found a fiance and he put the drinks away. And of course, later in the year, he took his own life. Just a really sad story. Moving on to the American Express Championship, the kid, Nick Dunlap, the amateur, the entire time, we're just thinking there's no way Nick Dunlap is going to take these guys down. And he does. He wins, turns pro right after, which then leads us into the Farmers Insurance Open with Mathieu Pavon, the Frenchman, winning at... And the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines is always a really, really fun golf course. And he had a great golf swing. This was coming from the DP World Tour, with the top 10 of the DP World Tour, get their PGA Tour card, and he won. So it kind of validated that, so that became the story of the week. AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Wyndham Clark wins with a 60 at Pebble Beach. Scotty's putting woes continue. And this was going to shape up to be an unbelievable final round, because the man who was second place was Ludwig Åberg, and Scotty was right there. And Wyndham wins on Saturday because they cancel Sunday's round, which then leads into the Waste Management Phoenix Open, where the winner is Nick Taylor. Takes down the big boys in Scotty Scheffler, still struggling with his putting. But the biggest story of the Waste Management Open was that they lost it this year. They completely lost the Phoenix Open. The security guards were overwhelmed and they were just letting anybody in. And they're just kind of giving drinks out. And it was over. There's too many people. And it became a real story about how they lost the Open. And there's stories of how Billy Horschel started going at people, how Zach Johnson started going at people. And so that was a story that week. The Genesis Invitational, Tiger Gate. This is a Jordan flu game, except Tiger didn't win, where he ate in and out, got really sick. And then he withdrew from the tournament. We're like, he withdrew again. Here's his full limp. And then an hour later, here comes the paramedics to check up on the one and only Tiger Woods. Hideki Matsuyama wins that week, but the story was definitely Tiger, his first event of the year. He looked good, then he withdrew, and then the paramedics came. We still don't know what happened. We think it's something with his stomach, but anyways. Then we go into, it's a lull, the Mexican Open. Guess who's going to come save golf now? It's Jake Knapp, Costa Mesa. Did you know that Jake Knapp was a bouncer at a club at one point? That's what happened at the Mexico Open. That was the story of the week. And he started playing well after that. So we're like, hey, here comes Jake. Then the next week is a bit of a dud. Austin Eckroat wins at the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. PGA National. We can move on from that one. Then we go into AP. Scotty Scheffler's first win in the month of March. Didn't win in January, February. Started in March. So think about this. From March up until mid-June, Scotty has 6 wins. Before that, didn't win at all. But anyways, so AP, Arnold Palmer Invitational, Scotty Scheffler, here he comes. Watch out, world. Signature event. Then the next week, we lead straight into the Players' Championship where Scotty Scheffler wins again. And we're going, uh-oh. Here comes Scotty. Which then leads us to the Valspar Championship, which is interesting because Peter Malinotti wins. And he was getting a little bit of flack earlier in the year because he's on the PGA Tour policy board. And so he was getting into these signature events, even though he wasn't really earning it. He finally wins one, earns it. yellow golf ball, bucket hat, that whole thing. Which then leads us into the Texas Children Houston Open, where Steven Yeager wins, battling it out with Scottie Scheffler. And Scottie misses that six-footer up the hill, really easy putt. And we're going, you know what? Scottie may not have that dog in him. He may not have that thing that Tiger has. Well, 5 wins later, here we are. Valero Texas Open, Akshay Bhatia in his first win pulls his arm out with the fist pump that he has on 18 and has to play in the playoff. Has to wait 25 minutes on his wedge shot after his playing competitor hit in the water to get his shoulder taped up. Hits his wedge about 10 feet, wins the Valero Texas Open for his second win, which then leads us into the Masters Tournament. And that, going back to the Valero Texas, Akshay needed that to get in the Masters. Then the Masters, Scottie Scheffler wins. Oh my God, here we go. He has arrived. RBC Heritage the next week. We're going, there's no way Scottie's going to be really tired from winning a major. He's just going to go through the motions. Oh, back to Augusta. The story was, is Scottie going to have to withdraw if his wife has to give birth? He said he would. Then we go into Hilton Head. We're like, okay, Scottie's trying to take care of his wife. He shows up a little bit late, has a bad first round. Guess what? He wins anyways. And then, which then leads us to the team play, the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Did Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry find their game that week? Since then on, Rory wins the next week at the Wells Fargo. And then Shane Lowry goes on to shoot a 63, a course record at the PGA Championship to vault him into contention. He's been playing well ever since. And that's where Rory McIlroy sings Don't Stop Believing as loud as he can. The CJ Cup the week after, Taylor Pendrith wins. We can move on from there. The Wells Fargo Championship. Rory McIlroy takes down Xander Schauffele. We're going, is Xander Schauffele a choker? Then that leads us into the PGA Championship, where Xander Schauffele is not a choker. The week that he choked, the week before, he wins, lipping in a six-footer. And this is like the very beginning, in my opinion, of the Bryson DeChambeau. I'm calling it the Brysonnaissance, the Bryson resurgence. The Brysonnaissance begins in this one. He is just electric. He hits that 8-iron from 225, starts screaming, walking after, screaming when it goes to 3 feet. So I think Bryson is the bigger story of that week, which then leads us into the very sad week, to Charles Schwab Challenge, where Grayson Murray withdraws with two holes left and unfortunately takes his life that week. Going into the RBC Canadian Open, where Bobby McIntyre gets his first PGA Tour win with his dad on the back because he couldn't find a caddy. They were super emotional at the end, and his dad just says, I'm just a grass clipper. That's just, those are the things that you just live for. June. Now, Scottie Scheffler wins the Memorial. This is basically a U.S. Open. Then the next week, we're going, can anyone stop Scottie? Well, Pinehurst number two does, and Bryson, the Brysonnaissance, is pinnacled. He wins with probably a top five U.S. Open final shot of all time. I mean, I can't even think of another one that's competitive. That was just a heroic, heroic bunker shot to take down Rory McIlroy, who kind of lost the tournament. And that was probably the best major that I've watched in the last 5 years. Bryson lets all the fans touch the trophy. Goes to Johnson Wagner, helps him hit the bunker shot. The Bryson comeback is complete. Then we come into the Travelers Championship, where Scottie Scheffler wins on his birthday. He shares his birthday with Tom Kim. Guess who he went to the playoff with? Tom Kim. What a great story. This has been a fantastic year of golf. Golf is in a great place. It seems like all the top players, Tony Finau was in it this week. Akshay Bhatia was in it this week. Obviously, Tom Kim was in it this week. Patrick Cantlay was in it. It's a great time of golf. Please enjoy it. And with that, let's get into the podcast. But first, this podcast is brought to you by Manners Golf. When golf first became popular during COVID, there seemed to be a split between hypey fashion and performance brands, and Manners splits the difference between the two. And look, they got some new stuff coming out tomorrow. Well, no, tomorrow. This will be coming out tomorrow. It's today. Probably right now as you're listening. They have some new polos coming out. The new PK polos, stripe polos that are coming out. Some new block-colored collar shirts. And when you go to buy the new summer collection at MannersGolf.com, use discount code BBB15 for 15% off. That is BBB15 for 15% off. And with that, let's get into the podcast. We are back at full strength to talk about the Travelers Championship. As Kyle likes to say,
the Unravelers Championship.
The Unravelers Championship.
What does that come from? Why is it Unravelers?
I don't know. Tom Kim unraveled. It's kind of all I got. All
right, I'll take it.
Bubba unraveled at JT Scott. What's his name? Ted Scott.
Ted Scott.
Yeah.
I like it, but I was just curious.
And it was a fight on climate.
Yeah, climate fight on 18.
Yeah.
So the planet's unraveling?
Planet's unraveling.
There, there you go. There you go.
No, yeah. I thought you were talking about, because our bets, Colin, I had top 10.
Yeah.
He finished 12th. Yeah. Brian Harmon finished 6th. Oh, this is my bets.
Bets unraveled in the last.
But we were talking about Colin unraveling, and then Tony Finau really unraveled.
Just unraveled.
Oh my god! Really that shot on 16.
It was one shot, but like that was 20 yards short.
That was so chunked.
Nobody hit it even close to as short as that. The wind was really that big.
I was so shocked by how short that was.
Yeah, because he's been hitting it well. Like,
yeah, he was striping,
especially
it,
like to get into the lead and then just has the lead for 1 second and then just
a millisecond. Mid-lake.
But did he even really have the lead?
Yeah, because like, this guy was playing for Eagle.
This tournament, you just it's not worth that lead's worth nothing, especially when it's lift clean in place.
True,
and they had some weather, and so I guess the climate change protesters, that was because of the people who got hit with thunder.
Oh, really?
What?
That's why it's called, like, that's why they were saying no golf on a dead planet, like, that they are insensitive to try just to make money while...
Someone got hit by lightning?
Yeah, two people got hit by lightning.
Yeah, at the tournament? At the tournament, I believe,
Wow. Yeah. Whoa. I mean, the fact that I didn't hear about that is kind of sus.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that either.
I saw it on the gram somewhere.
That's pretty sus that I didn't hear it.
That's what the protesters were protesting about.
Hmm. That makes a little more sense, but
still makes no sense at all.
But I still don't.
Yeah.
Like,
don't support the way they did it.
I would hope that they would realize that they're only getting more hatred by doing this.
They don't care, for sure.
And maybe start a Facebook group, maybe a Reddit subthread before doing this.
Yeah.
Get a couple more people in there, maybe some people on your cause. Maybe.
Well, they had a four ball.
Some other people.
More than a four ball. I think they had two groups.
I think it was four.
I saw on Instagram
two groups?
Yeah.
No, I think they had five, didn't they?
Oh, they had a five. Some
and then
five
one
ball.
Of the guys Figures. Didn't have that shirt on.
One of Kyle's groups.
And yeah, the guy that went in the bunker.
Yeah, the one guy didn't have a shirt on. He's like, and then all the comments were like, I think he was just hammered and was just down to run on the green. I had no idea what was going on.
If that's the case, it's the only dude I respect.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that wasn't the case because I saw him walking off and he was like shouting about climate. But
how is that worth jail time?
I don't know. That's
how in the fuck is that worth jail time?
Yeah. I mean,
they're fighting for a cause, I guess.
I mean, hey, you have the rights for a peaceful protest.
Is that not peaceful though? Yeah, that's my problem.
Nor was it really a protest.
I mean,
that's what they all do though.
I don't know. They could have just chose a lot better place to do that.
That's Hartford, Connecticut, and probably not the right place.
Yeah, that's true.
They should have done it at the Live. Nashville.
Yeah, honestly,
Saudi Arabia,
Nashville, they would have got shot too.
I know, but then if it's a Live,
Live security would have been a little tighter.
Yeah, maybe.
Live would have.
Yeah,
they would have.
What are the odds those protesters know the Live Tour exists?
Zero.
They're looking for a cause. I'm sure they know.
That's true.
But.
They're very up to date on the news.
Yeah. Very up to date.
The protesters. This is my hot take. Congratulations to Scotty Scheffler winning his 6th event. Which is just wild.
Unreal.
Before July. And you know he didn't win until March?
Yeah, I mean, the guys don't start
this
playing
year?
Until February.
Yeah,
but he didn't win in Hawaii.
Right,
which is kind of crazy. And then he didn't win in the desert. The kid won.
He doesn't play like the super.
He didn't play in the desert, did he?
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
The course has to be like a little hard.
Yeah.
If it's too easy,
because
he doesn't win.
Kapalua too easy.
Yeah, I agree.
He's probably still trying to figure out that putter. I can only imagine.
On courses where it's more putting contests, he doesn't win.
That was mid putting woes.
Yeah.
Beginning of the year, he's still using the blade.
Yeah, that's true. AT&T, he was right there, then had hit just horrific putts down the stretch. It was like peak frustration.
But, and like, I guess we didn't get a fourth round for the AT&T.
Yeah.
What was his first W?
His first W was
the waist.
The waist, then AP, then players. I mean, what a stretch.
That's a good run.
Then the Masters.
That's a great run.
It's crazy. So he's won in 4 months. He's won 6 events.
That's fucking insanity.
He's
making like $5 million a month.
Yeah. So congratulations to him. But my hot take is, I mean, I don't know if Tom Kim ever really had a chance. Kind of seemed like the uncle with the two little guys with Akshay and Tom Kim. But
that's true.
I do think the protesters kind of screwed him because he had to change the pin location.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. He and just birdied the hole right before.
Stuffed it too. I'm gonna hold it.
He was. I think he was just pressing it a little too much on the whole adrenaline thing, trying to hit a lob wedge. Yeah. I texted you guys live. Yeah. I'm like, this is the wrong club.
Yeah, 110 lob wedge for Tom Kim.
Slight downwind.
I just saw Bryson's numbers on Instagram. That's what he hits his lob wedge.
Yeah,
and but it was one hopping.
It was one hopping, but yeah. He was the only one who spun it back because he was the only one. I'm amped. I'm gonna swing as hard as I can on a sand wedge.
Right.
And Scotty last went in the playoff. He tried to play for adrenaline in regulation, came up short. In the playoff, he's like, I'm going to go one more club. Hit a little smoothie, hit it to like six.
That was such a good shot.
And instead, Tom Kim's like, you're amped, right? Yeah. 60 from 110.
Yeah.
Short.
Sneaky almost got there.
If
he didn't wipe it,
yeah,
he didn't hit it good. There's no chance.
Who was his caddy?
Paul Tesori.
Oh, Tesori, yeah. Tesori was like, you have to hit this perfect.
Yeah.
Like before.
Yeah, he was concerned. Yeah. You could tell. He's like, you got to give it a little extra.
He's like, Tesori's a good player too. He's like, you probably shouldn't hit this, but I'm not going to tell you no.
It's the wrong shot. It's the wrong shot.
That would have been, he would have hit a good 56.
Just a little filet-y 56 in there.
Because he's good at that shot too.
But let's say you hit a full 60, that lands on the pin. Where's that ending up?
Spinning back.
Is it bouncing back one time and spinning back though?
Yeah,
but that's probably the thought process.
The first time around from 120 to 56 and landed on the pin and spun back.
Yeah.
So 60.
But also I think that
he probably thought Scotty was so tight.
Maybe.
I mean Scotty looked pretty like 10 close. Feet, 12 feet. I mean.
But it probably looked closer when the ball landed on the green.
Yeah. And he's thinking he has to be
trying to win. Yeah.
I don't think he's thinking that a 56 won't stop. I think he's thinking he's too amped. The 56 is going to go too far.
100%.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's just going to be hard to hit a little feel shot when you're just
it's gonna be hard to slow it down.
Bouncing off the walls.
I always think of, and this is a little bit of scar tissue, when in our conference championship, when Corey on 18 at Saboba.
Lost the tournament.
He lost the tournament because he made bogey on 18. He had 100 yards, was like, I'm amped, I'm going to hit a 60, and he hit it over the green to that front pin.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because he was worried he was going to be short and in the water.
Yeah, that's 100
yards to the flag.
That can easily go in the water.
Drotter's like, just if you land at 115, it spins. You're right there. You can't hit 60 further than that. Swung hard, went over the green.
Damn, because
he
was
so
far.
That's so far.
He does hit his wedges pretty far. Though,
also,
right?
Saboba is
and
like
not as good as Tom Kim.
Really hot.
Yeah. But that like always does pop in my mind where I'm like, wow, adrenaline like gets you.
It does.
So, it definitely does.
Yeah,
especially with wedges too.
Yeah, but I wish Tom in that situation had a little bit of short-term memory and been like, I'm going to hit the right shot.
Yeah.
But he was amped.
But it's a good learning experience for him. He's still young, 22. He probably won't do that again.
But the protest has screwed him.
I don't think so.
Same drive.
Somewhat agree. Might have screwed him.
Same drive. He's got 120.
Bouncing a little 56
in there. And he almost
pulled
the one before.
True. So he would have hit 56. There's no chance he hit 60 from there.
He knows the putt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think Scotty paid the protesters?
Scotty had flashbacks of
the police owe him one.
Yeah.
Scotty's like, don't take me to jail.
I love all the memes of like scared Scotty when the cops come on.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I didn't do it, officer.
I watched it a couple times. Scotty like didn't notice it because the crowd was murmuring.
Yeah, that's right.
So when they're like raising the voice, I think he must have thought they were showing a highlight on something, but he like didn't notice and he turns around. He's like, oh my God. And he like walks over to Tom Kim.
That'd be pretty shocking for sure.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Player.
But how do we feel about Tom Kim and his game? Kyle, I think you're the Tom Kim fan of the group.
I like TK.
Do you think he has
the chops to be a short course?
Yeah, he's getting it out there a little more now.
It's too low.
Yeah.
I think I'm on the TK bandwagon now.
You are?
Yeah, I think he's legit.
Travelers was 6,900.
He's played.
Does he win a major?
Little soft. He wins a Hoylake.
Well, he's only 22, so yeah.
He wins a St. Andrews.
I'm going to say, yeah.
He hit some incredible shots coming down the stretch on the back nine.
Yeah.
I honestly think the distance isn't an issue, though.
I think he hits it far enough.
He's played well in all the majors that have been long.
You know what is an issue is how long he takes.
That is an issue.
That's an issue.
I mean, he was hitting it just as long as Scotty.
Yeah, he was getting it out there.
But I think Scotty, like, on some holes wasn't really, like, going after it.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, on 13, Scotty just kind of bunted driver out there.
It's crazy. Tom that par five.
Yeah, he literally like he had like 280
on a par into a win par five.
But it's only 530. You do that.
No, I get that. But like someone like maybe myself or Tom Kim is going, let's get as far down there as possible.
But that hole's so tight
That hole is, that hole
for
is
sure. so tight. OB left, yeah. water yeah, right.
That hole is tight.
Listen, I'm acknowledging that it's a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
But Tom Kimmy does compete in those difficult tournaments. Yeah.
The three would he hit into that green, unbelievable.
What's his best finish in a major? I think it's
fourth?
British? Second somewhere?
Yeah. I thought second. At the British. Oh,
wait, the was British, second last year?
Fucking Hoylake, right?
I think so.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, he was.
I just can't imagine him hitting a high towering 7-iron from 190.
No.
To hold a green.
Well, he's definitely not, but he kind of plays like a miniature kind of Tiger game.
He does hit all the shots.
Yeah.
He hits all the shots.
He does hit 16. That's why I like Tom Kim. Yeah.
Like his par 5 scoring, I'm pretty sure, is up there.
Let him go through a little Bryson phase and he'll be right up there.
Can you imagine?
I still Tom Kim. I still think he needs one size larger.
Yeah,
he
needs a size larger for sure.
Akshay Bhatia, who probably needs to go a size smaller.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's got a very similar game to Tom Kim. They're both 22. He's got two wins. Yeah. Tom's got three.
But Akshay bashes it.
No, he doesn't. 172 ball speed.
Really?
He's the shortest in that group. Yeah. And that's what you would think.
His ball looks like it goes far. Well,
because of the way he swings, he's real like Gumby and very.
Yeah, very Gumpy.
Yeah. And
he definitely gets a little steep out there. And
yeah. And
can't
he
hit
had
some
the pulls.
Of those wedges.
Which is
he
makes
had
sense
the pulls, yeah.
With the swing.
And the swipes with the woods.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
But he's a 172 ball speed guy, hits three or four down.
Yeah, the shot he hit on like 13.
No, the par 5.
14.
Into the... Oh, well, he swiped into the woods?
Yeah, that was it for him.
Oh my God,
that bunker shot he hit on 13 was so good.
But you can't hit
but
it
yeah,
there.
You yeah, can't
right?
hit
it. And he's trying to hit this big cut and just pull it into the
bunker.
That's
just immaturity there.
Yeah. I think he was scared of overcutting in the water, which that's just shows sure, a little lack of ball control, right? It's like Wyndham Clark 18 at the Ryder Cup. That ball was always going to end up 40 yards right. It was always going to be there. Yeah, but Akshay, I mean, with the irons, he could draw them. It's just the longer stuff he just can't.
Yeah.
He definitely hits some draws with those irons. Yeah. But surprisingly, from what I hear, he's just very low 170s at most, and he's swinging hard.
I mean, it looks like he's swinging hard.
I did not imagine that.
Yeah. Well, he is pretty skinny, so I guess it makes
sense. Two or three down, and like that's like all he's got.
Looks like his club head speed is 120.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Yeah.
It's like 113. Shocking. 114, 115.
I mean, he's still young and skinny.
Yeah, for sure. He needs to bulk up a little bit.
He's 22 as well, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And like just very accurate off the tee. Tom Kim's a little bit of a...
Tom Kim's double his size for a Korean guy.
Yeah.
Why you gotta bring Korean guy into this? What does that have to do with anything?
You know, Koreans, you know, it's in their culture to be in a nice physique.
A nice skinny physique?
Yeah, nice, just nice physique.
All right. Well, do we have anything else on this tournament?
I know it's Stin's favorite tournament. He watched every shot.
No, I
loves
actually,
the low scoring.
It's a great tournament. I love it.
You know, I've been on record to say that I hate when the score is really low, and I gotta say it. I mean,
you've been on record and said how much you hate the Travelers.
It was just his example of low scores.
Yeah, it's more so like the example. Like I would say, I hate the American Express more because it's less of like
30 under
actual golf.
Well, the rough is
the rough.
A joke
yeah, there's no rough.
Yeah.
There is no rough.
It's
like,
better to be not in the fairway.
Whereas like this course had rough. Like if you hit in the rough, it was bad.
This
like,
course is sick.
I like it a lot.
I think the course
was
great.
The finishing
stretch. Finishing
stretch
was really good. 17 is a great hole at a great
that
time.
That is a good hole.
I'd feel so nervous. I had to hit 3 wood off that hole.
Yeah, 17. I had to hit the fairway. That tee shot looks dicey.
Oh, 18, my God. I thought about that hole for
18's dicey, too?
Literally
18
like,
looks easy
ever
to me,
since I've seen that hole, I've thought about, like, I'd hate to have a one-shot lead and have to stand on this tee.
Especially when the wind was up like it was, and everyone hit in the same spot, 15 feet right. I'm like,
yeah,
these guys are good. 18 is a joke of a hole.
Yeah.
But
it's always entertaining.
It's always entertaining. It is.
It is a boring finishing hole. Like, but 17 should be 18.
But 18, it's fun because of, like, the amphitheater they've created. They, like, hug that green.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy, no one's going to get hit.
Yeah, it's always a wedge.
So they hug that green, and there's literally people from,
you
30 yards short.
You can hit the driver
where
anywhere.
We got the Jordan hole out.
Yeah.
Yep.
In the playoff.
Bunker.
The rake toss.
Yep.
Well, that was great.
Which at the time I was like, how do you hit in that bunker?
Yeah.
That's true.
So Jordan hit it in that bunker
that
and then hole it.
Well, Tom Kim knows.
That hole is like very stadium-esque.
Yeah.
It has evolved into a very nice setting.
Which they've done well. They've done well to make it like that.
Yeah. Because they have a lot of fans there.
Yeah. Another shout out to Travelers Commercials.
Yeah. They're solid.
Are they good?
They're good. They just like know how to grab your hearts.
Yeah, they do string
keeping you under the umbrella.
Yeah, there's a new wave of commercials that started with the Helpful Honda guys.
Yeah.
Where they're like trying to bring up real stories, like the guy who got in a car accident and lost his dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were good.
There were a couple really good. Yeah. You know, I was in on all of them.
Yeah. Love the little red umbrella too.
Yeah. And their slogan is remarkable things happen when people care.
That's a great slogan.
That is, yeah.
God,
just pulling on your heartstrings.
I just need to care more is what I need. All right, that's all I've got. We're in a very dull part of the season now.
Yeah, yeah, we say that somewhat. Like every month or two. It gets dull.
Just whenever we're 2 weeks away from a major.
Yeah,
I will say,
we're in between major season.
They do go pretty heavy early. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I
would
like
have liked
it.
To have seen Rory this week.
No, you know why they do that is because tour guys don't want to play in the heat.
I think it's a great course.
If you have like if you get hot for 4 months, I mean, you can win the Grand Slam.
100%.
I mean,
I think it's kind of dope.
Not even 4 months.
I like that.
4 months. 3 months. Yes.
Yeah.
3 months. Yeah.
I do wish they added
April,
another
May,
week.
June, in between, July, 4 months.
Let's just stretch it out a little bit. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Maybe. But so then it goes, you start in Hawaii, it hits you out of nowhere. True. Right? Then you go Hawaii.
Still no one's playing.
And then, yeah. Then
I like the start.
Now they've made, somehow, some way, they made the American Express much more interesting for people to play in.
Right.
So yeah, somehow, some way.
Did they make it a signature event?
No, it wasn't, but for some reason,
all the best players.
This year, yeah, like it had the best field since,
I think they
like
raised the purses, something.
Yeah, they definitely raised the purse.
But. Yeah, people got really interested in that event.
But like Xander and Patrick have been playing in it every year.
Yeah.
And now Scotty played in it last
John
year.
John loves that event.
Yeah, he cried about that.
Tony
yeah.
Finau.
That's right.
Yeah.
Finau always plays in that event.
So we got that. Then we go to, I could probably
Tory,
just
pull up Tory.
Tory, and then we go to AT&T.
And then Riv.
And then Riv.
And then Waste.
And then Waste. Yeah. And then Arna Palmer, Players, then Masters.
We keep moving east.
Yeah, it just keeps. Yeah. And then up until it feels like it just like kind of pinnacles at the Masters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And then Masters, it like peaks at the Masters this
season.
But
then they made the RBC after.
Yeah, that's a signature the only thing event. I don't like. I think.
But now signature events aren't mandatory for players.
Oh, like they're that. Not.
It's just optional.
The Rory rule.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. The Rory rule.
And so now it's optional, but guys still playing it because they're like no cut, $4 million.
Free money. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that. It's not forced. I like.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. And so then now it's that.
I want it to be forced.
Yeah.
Why?
To see them all play.
Yeah. I still.
Well, that's true. As a
other
fan,
podcasts had this like have debates whether the signature events are working. They don't think it's working. I think it's working great.
I think it's working.
I think it's good. Yeah.
Like this leaderboard is insane, and every time they go, I know the leaderboards are good, but I'm like,
but
don't
what?
Need a but me.
Yeah, but what?
Yeah, yeah but
don't need a but me.
No, I think it's good.
Yeah, I think it's great, and we always use this example. But we used to say like Minnesota, Detroit, they have to play each other in the NBA. Now Minnesota's must watch TV.
True.
It's true.
Detroit versus the Hornets. Like, that game has to happen. And some people won't watch, but it has to happen, right? And so
I won't be watching that one.
Let Minnesota-Denver happen however many times a year, and we're all there. All right. I think that's enough for this Travelers event.
Yeah.
Now we got Detroit.
Good, great event.
Great signature event.
Yeah.
Great event.
Shit event this week.
Yeah, Detroit.
Absolute shit event.
Rocket Mortgage.
Mortgage. We had Liv.
Yeah, we did have Liv. I actually watched a little
Didn't
bit of
it. Didn't watch a second of it.
I watched a little
I
bit.
I enjoyed watching that angry little man win.
Yeah. He was angry.
I'm coming around on him.
He was angry.
I saw some clips, though.
The wind and the
The wind.
Yeah.
And so,
as we're talking about how he's done a good job of controlling his emotions that week, just goes fucking wind after he hits a putt.
And it was just so short.
How the hell is Bryson not in the top 10? On the points list.
Yeah.
That is true.
Really?
Not in top 10.
That is a great point.
He hasn't won one,
Olympics?
Probably.
No.
In
Liv.
In Liv.
Individual standing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't.
Yeah, Joaquin's leader. Well.
Joaquin's
a
leader.
It's Rom or?
Rom's second.
And then Tyrell's up there now.
Rom hasn't won, but he top 10.
Brooks has to be up there.
Brooks,
no,
is
Brooks
fifth.
Finishes
he's won
like
twice,
DFL.
Hasn't he?
He's won once this year.
Okay.
He's fifth.
DJ's washed.
Well, DJ's
so washed.
DJ's getting relegated next season.
Yeah, honestly.
To the DP World Tour.
I think he's a captain. He can't. The captains can't get relegated.
He's a captain. That's right.
Yeah, which is hilarious. All the captains are pretty washed.
Yeah.
How about the big?
I do want to go to a live event.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great. In
person. Yeah, I'd love for them to get one like somewhere.
And
California.
I was saying I want to go just so I can get like you can get right up to them and actually get a good idea about their.
They should honestly do like a Palm Springs tournament.
They should
like beginning
should
of the definitely. Season.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm sure they might eventually.
You know what they should be really early on is VR. They should hop onto the VR experience.
That's a great point.
I like that.
They should.
There's no way you can do VR in golf.
Yeah.
What?
Alicia used to work for a VR company. And
wait, how's it too difficult? Not,
it's too difficult, yeah.
Yeah.
You need one because, like, million cameras.
You can't in the, you, in a you'd place. Have to be able to like follow the ball somehow.
Yeah.
You can't really follow the ball.
Whereas in basketball, it's
like you're just like literally there. Watching reaction. Yeah. Like, yeah, like they had VR sense. Basketball. Like they had a deal with the NBA. Yeah.
That makes
and
sense.
Yeah, like it worked perfect. You can like sit courtside at a game and like it was normal. But for golf, like, where are you going to sit? The 18th green and just wait all day for groups to come through?
That's true. You can't really walk. That would be some crazy mapping. And you walk
in insane.
And you like walk into some cars and like into someone's backyard. You meet Nala.
That makes sense.
Kyle's dog.
How about the big angry man? John Rahm.
John Rahm.
The big angry man.
He was
the drones are just getting him.
The drones.
He hates Liv. I'm convinced.
Yeah, he does.
He hates
you're coming around on that, Kyle? That he
hates Liv.
Yeah, you were trepidatious.
He loves the money, but he
loves the money. Yeah. I mean, for $400 million, I could deal with a drone. Rahm's just an angry big man. You're right.
Yeah, he's an angry big man.
His foot probably hurt a little. Took it out
the
on drones.
The drones just kept getting at him. Yeah. It was hilarious.
So. Where are these drones?
They're just
up
in the
above
sky. Yeah.
Above, yeah.
What bothers him? They're moving it?
I think like as he's swinging, they just kind of move. Like
yeah. And you can hear it go shoot.
They're loud
too. You think you're going to hit it with your club.
Yeah.
It's that close?
It gets that close, yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't I ever see that fucking footage?
It's just loud.
They are loud too, yeah.
They're pretty loud.
Yeah. That wouldn't bother me if it wasn't moving.
Well, remember Robert McIntyre it was happened to.
Yeah, he was freaking out.
McIntyre.
21.
The drone. On the PGA Tour.
Yep. And they moved it. This week, the drone's like on the side, and they do a shot tracer from the drone on the side.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're like, how cool is it that we're seeing the live flight from the drone? It's like, not that cool, actually. It's kind of sad. I don't want to stare at the water and see the ball from sideways.
I like the aerial shot.
Yeah, those are cool. But when they do a shot trace out of nowhere, it's like looking to the side, and then you see the ball
that's
and
true.
The side numbers.
Like
why can't we just go old school with a blimp?
We can, but it's just...
I agree. Blimp
I just
great.
Think
same shit.
I think a drone's just easier and cheaper. And
100%.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. You don't need a person in the drone.
Olympics, real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Bryson didn't make it.
That's so stupid.
Woman's team is stacked.
What do you expect? But.
I mean, he knew what he was getting himself into, but...
What? He could have made it.
We're the United States of America.
He was 10th on the world's official world golf
majors. How are we going to send out Wyndham fucking Clark instead?
Huh?
You have to be top 10.
No, it's just the top four to represent your country.
But it's Americans.
Oh, it's just the top four?
You
only get two if they're like outside the top 15. X amount, right?
Yeah. And then the top 15, you get two. And whoever has...
If you have four inside the top 50, 15, you can take all four.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's Wyndham, Scotty,
and
Xander.
Yeah. Colin.
Colin.
And Colin.
Yep.
And so...
Yikes.
That's pretty stacked, maybe.
Yeah.
Just without Wyndham.
Wyndham, yeah.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
But you know what's the only
put
thing?
Put Bryson in there, Captain fucking America.
Yeah, literally most liked American player right now.
Which is just wild.
It is funny.
The only thing worse than Bryson not making team is if Brian Harman had made the team.
Very true.
That's
true.
He was ninth in the world before the year started.
Oh, shit.
He's ahead of where Bryson is now.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been terrible. All right. I think we covered all our bases.
I think we did.
Let's take a break. We'll come back with our bets for the Detroit Mortgage Rocket Mortgage Classic.
The Genesis.
The Genesis Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah. Signature Open.
All right, we're back to make our bets for the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Defending champion, Ricky Fowler. In a playoff, where the Ricky Surgeons had come back.
Right. For one event, right? That's all he won?
Well, he was like trending in the right direction.
Yeah, played well in the US Open.
Played well in the US Open.
Yeah, and then even the beginning of the year, like, this is forever my stake of claim of flame of fame, where I was like, I was the first one to call it. Like, his swing is getting better.
You did call That's it.
Right, it went right back. Like, his swing is not good right now. He's not playing great. The Rocky Mortgage Classic, where Ricky Fowler, defending champion, his final resurgent win. 7,370 yards. Detroit Golf Club. Yeah. All right, Nico, hit us with your free bets.
All right, free bets of the week. I'm going to go Akshay Bhatia, top 20, just free, plus 115. And then I'm going to go Taylor Pendrith, top 20, plus 130.
You love a good TP.
Yeah.
He's a winner this year.
Yeah, he's a good golfer.
He's fired.
Yep. Big high loop swing, hits it a long way.
Yeah.
High loop draws. All right, great. Kyle?
Give me Alex Noren, minus 110, top 30.
Very nice.
Love it.
He's been playing some solid golf this year.
Yes, he has.
I like that.
And the field's a little weaker than normal, so I definitely feel like that's just a free bet. And give me Minwoo Lee, minus 150, top 30.
You think he's on his way back?
He's
letting him cook this
week? He's known to just hit bets for me when I need him. I bet him top five at the Honda.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much his only top five. Yeah.
He played way better at the US Open, and the stats were backing it up.
Yeah. He's hitting the driver pretty fucking good right now.
He really is. His iron game has really suffered, which is random. But
why do you think that is? Does he just not hit it like high enough?
No, I think he hits it plenty high. I think he just
does too much with
hits it. I've always thought he does a little too much with it. It's hard for these guys to hit it as hard as he does to be able to control yardage.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
That's the key to gaining strokes with an iron game is left and right is totally okay. It's long and short. That
yardage control
kills your strokes gained. That's why Tiger's so far out of his time without all his stats. But generally speaking, if you're left or right of it, pin high, you're just in some bunker or you're on some flat surface with deep rough, you just chip out.
Right.
When you're short or long, that's when you really deal with these tough ridges where it's hard to get up and down. So I just think he has distance control issues with how hard he hits it and kind of the nature of a swing.
That'll come with age. Shallow.
Yeah, he's young.
Yeah, for sure.
Is Miles Russell on here anywhere?
No.
Who? The 15-year-old?
He's playing.
He is playing.
There's got to be a
team. I just want to see what he is. I probably get great odds.
I bet him to make the cut, maybe.
It's pretty long, but doesn't he
typically
pretty
can't
good?
Bet on an AM?
No, he's pro. Really?
No, he's not.
Yeah, he turned pro.
No, he didn't.
100%. He's 15. He's out of school at 15.
Yeah.
Miles Russell turned pro.
That's fucking lit if he did it.
Pretty dead confident in that.
Can you look that up real quick?
I wish I could.
He dead ass turned pro?
Fact check.
Not seeing any.
No, he's an amateur. On a sponsor's exemption. Thanks for lying to me and making me fucking happier than shit.
Pro debut.
No.
Imagine dropping out of school.
PGA Tour debut.
I was going to say PGA Tour debut.
Oh, that's probably what I got.
Imagine dropping out of school before you could drive to play professional golf.
That's
you don't have to drop out of school to turn pro, but
you pretty much do.
I mean, you don't.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? Play in the mini tours on the weekends and go to class?
Yeah, that sounds sick.
You probably win him.
Stay in AM at that point. What's the fucking difference?
He's going to dominate. He's pretty good.
All right. I got a lot of action this week.
Let's hear it.
Go ahead.
Cam Young over Tom Kim tournament matchup plus 130. Which I don't know why Cam Young's plus 130, but I'm just taking it for the odds.
They know something we don't know.
Will Zalatoris plus 107 over Maverick McNealy tournament matchup.
I like that.
Nikolai Hogarth over Matt Wallace minus 105 tournament matchup.
I don't know if I am.
Eric Van Rooyen over Patrick Rogers even money tournament matchup.
That's a good one.
You're going ham.
And there's one more on here I really liked. Cameron Champ plus 108 over Bud Cauley.
Oh, wow.
That's an interesting one there.
That is an interesting
That's
one.
That's an interesting one.
I have no intel on that one. Can't really look that one up.
I don't know when's the last time Cameron Champ has played, but.
Yeah.
Or Bud.
He's probably been playing all year. We just
or
haven't
Bud,
seen
yeah.
him.
But.
Cameron Champ was supposed to be the next fucking Tiger Woods.
I mean, Cameron Champ hits like 50 by Bud, so I'm just, hoping.
Maybe more. Maybe 100.
Yeah, I'm just hoping. Something happens there.
Yeah, Cam Champ. Interesting career.
Yeah, I hear he just doesn't love golf.
I can see that. Something yeah.
Like which
that.
Is okay. Which is okay.
Is okay. Which is okay, but I hate that.
I hate that too. But if you can make a career doing it and you're happy, like,
yeah.
Great.
Oh, I only hate it because I love golf and I'm one yeah. quarter of the golfer of Cameron's.
That's exactly what I was saying yeah. too.
It's more of a jealousy thing. Yeah. Yeah.
I hear you. All right. Kyle?
I did it already.
That's right. This field is so weak.
It's so weak.
Tom being
this
the
is
favorite.
Probably weakest of the year.
Miles Russell is going to have a easier time than he did in the Korn Ferry event.
Cam Young is second in the odds, which makes this betting it a little bit more difficult.
Is Tom Kim one in the odds?
Yeah.
Number one.
Damn, yeah. Cam Young's plus 130 to a guy that's first
number
in
one
the
in
odds.
Cam yeah. Young's number two in odds.
Yep.
Which I think his 59 just helped.
Yeah, let's talk about that 59.
I mean, Cam Young's good.
Do you he know, is good. But Tom's playing great. Tom's playing really well.
Yeah.
So, do you know that he gained 7 strokes on the field? And that's like not in the top 25 in rounds this year.
What the fuck?
Because you got to remember, if someone
total
shoots,
tee to green?
Yeah, total.
Wow.
Not tee to green, like total.
He only picked up 7 yeah, shots? Yeah.
He only picked up 7
shooting
shots.
Shooting 59?
Yeah.
So that means like score average that day 66. Was, yeah.
Which makes sense. Par 70.
Yeah.
And so,
that like, makes, yeah, it's crazy.
You think about a major, like Masters was the second hardest course before the Memorial. Oh, no. Memorial's second to the Masters. Like, if scoring average on the day's average is 74, someone's going to shoot 66.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've gained more than Cam Young did on a 59.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't want to discredit it, but ball in hand, soft greens, weather, course isn't long. If you get bad weather and the course is short, like, it's
I mean, this is how you shoot low scores. Yeah. Everything has to line up.
Yep. And last year, they were like, the scores are never going to be this low again. And they just got hammered with weather and they couldn't do anything about it. Okay. This is the week that I just go with some random people.
As you should.
This is the week of all weeks, right? So, first of all, I'm going to take Mark Hubbard, top 40, minus 105.
That's a great bet. That's a good bet.
He's been playing well ever
top
since.
Top 40, great bet.
The Zurich Classic in New Orleans.
Yeah. He hasn't missed a cut all year.
Event. Yep. Team he hasn't missed a cut all year. If he makes a cut, probably gets close to top 40.
Yeah.
Eric Van Ruijen. Top 40 plus 100.
Yeah, I love that. He's so
pretty
good.
Mid, huh?
He has been, but if there's
I
ever
like
a week
for this.
Yeah, it's in there.
Yep. Give me our guy. He used to be maybe 2 months ago. This gentleman would have been maybe 7th or 8th in odds in this week as a PGA Tour champion this year.
Knapp.
Oh no.
Give me Jake Knapp.
I was going to throw him out there.
Top
too,
40 man. Plus 130.
How deep is he right now?
He's kind of deep.
And give me Mack Meisner, top 40, right plus 120. He finished 5th at Colonial, and was a great player at SMU. Hits it high, hits it far. So I'm going to take, this is the week to take a swing. I'm going to take Mack Meisner, top 40, plus 120.
Nice.
It's 5 bets.
Keep swinging.
Yep. All
that's
right.
A lot. Did we all go over in the Travelers? I believe we did.
I broke even.
Yeah, Nico made made $3,000 on us.
By not being here.
I was so close.
Brian Harmon broke your fucking
Brian Harmon.
Heart.
Colin did as well.
Colin really broke your
heart. Yeah, and then, hey. All right, Nix, what's your
bad
bet? Yep.
All right, I think I'm going to do 2 bad bets this week. Get a little frisky. I'm going to do Thorbjørn Olsen, top 10, plus 750. And then I'm also going to hop on the Knapp train. Plus 900, top 10.
Jeez, he has dropped so much.
He really has. He's been struggling.
That's crazy. He has been struggling.
Since his W.
Yeah, but he plays tough well. Tournaments.
He plays well or at tournaments courses. That the course isn't as tough.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
This one's kind of long, too.
Yeah.
Uses length.
I feel like it's not.
7,400? 74, yeah.
I thought it was 7.
No,
7,390, something like that.
Mm. Still pretty short, if you ask me.
All right, Kyle.
Give me the ship. Neil Shipley.
Yeah.
Give me the ship.
Top 20.
Ship him.
Plus 850.
I hate to be that guy, but I'm not a believer.
That's
I'm a
just
believer.
Because
I'm
he's
not
tubby
a believer either.
That you don't like
no,
Neil
it's
Shipley.
Not true. I really want him to be, but he showed
I'm
up at these
so
two
in
events.
On ship.
Neil Shipley was playing Canada Q School with Nico 2 weeks ago, then went low am in the U.S. Open the following week.
Yep.
He's built for the moment.
He shot even the first
and
day.
And it's top 20 plus 850. I mean, just give me it.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just saying as a general...
You don't think he's going to be anything?
Yeah, like he came from George Washington University was okay. Was
what he's
good.
Done though is
it's George good. Washington University. I thought he went to
and then he went
right.
to his fifth year at Ohio State.
That's right. That's
Ohio
right.
State, he was the number two guy the whole year. I don't know.
I'm on
it's
the
a Tom Brady like story. Josh.
Is it though?
Could be, yeah.
I think it's more of like a JJ McCarthy type story.
As long as he finishes top 20
also
this week.
Buying.
Yeah, who is that?
he just won the national championship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, Sten.
Whoa.
Oh, you got more?
I got one more bad bet. This is where I come to shine.
I'm not ready.
Give me Ryan Fox. Plus
we
500.
We are believing in Ryan
Dude,
Fox way too much.
Is, give me Foxy.
He is weird.
You know who Ryan Fox is like?
Who?
Neil Shipley.
Yeah.
No,
shows up at the majors.
No.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think
just
Neil's
a big
better.
Boy that kind of, you know.
Neil's more consistent than Ryan.
Neil
Fox.
Is a little
he's
bit more.
He's not
consistent.
Though. We've seen him 3 times.
You know
and
the last
showed up.
Do you know the last
time.
Guy to get low amateur at Augusta and the US Open?
Bryson DeChambeau?
Victor Hovland.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
and
great company.
Was it
and
Jack
Victor
Kikula?
Was also a little tubby back then.
I'm all on the ship train.
We're all aboard the ship.
I'm all aboard.
And there's no icebergs.
No.
You know what I'm doing here.
You're looking up stats to
best ranked 17, and he's got freaking majors on his card, and a second at the USAM.
Also, Neil Shipley does not hit it as far as I thought he did.
No, he doesn't.
Ball
he
speed hovers around 72.
35th at NCAA stroke play, 9th at Baton Rouge Regional, 5th at the Big Ten, 64th at the Robert Kepler Invitational, 53rd in the 57, 45th at Watersound.
Give me the big events.
11th. He won the Southwestern.
There you go.
Big event.
Dogs,
84th at the Jones
Dogs
Cup.
Dogs just come out in the majors.
84th at the Jones Cup. 33rd at Patriot, which is like not a strong. 28th at the Cal Poly Invitational. Cal Poly.
He probably didn't care about that.
They have a strong field.
They don't.
They don't. Yeah.
115th in the Western Am. I'm just telling you, dude.
Yeah.
He's found his stride.
He's hot right now.
Yeah.
He finished top 10 at Canada Q.
Yeah,
he's got to count for. He's got to count for something.
And he came straight from sectionals night before.
Yeah. All right, Sten.
Alex Nguyen top 5 plus 600.
Wow. Love that bet.
Yeah, he's due.
That's it.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
I only have one bad bet, and his odds are way too high, anyways. But I just really believe in this kid. Is Michael Thorbjørnsen. Yep. Turned pro last
that's
week.
That's the new kid.
The number one. He's a Ludwig of last year, but he's not as good as Ludwig.
That's the guy Ludwig. Who 10 fingers
ten
it.
10 finger grip. Good swing.
Yeah,
good
his
player.
Swing is nice.
Yep.
And he's good looking. You would like him as a world number one. Right, Josh?
Yeah,
definitely
would.
He'd be a good world number one. I would like him to represent our game. Yes, that's a good
one. Would you bet on him?
I love
top
how
10,
you use that to represent our game.
That's what I bet.
What's that?
No, you bet Thorbjørn Olsen.
Michael Thorbjørn Olsen.
That's not
no,
who it
did.
Is.
You did it.
You bet
the guy pissed on a play.
Yeah, you bet Thorbjørn Olsen.
No, I. No,
yes, you did.
Yes. Let me see the odds.
Michael Thorbjørn Olsen.
Oh, I did.
Oh, fucking killed me.
Where's Michael at? What's his
Well, too bad. Thorbjørnsen.
I thought it was Michael Thorbjørnsen, but I didn't
yeah,
see Michael
Thorbjørn Olsen.
What's his odds?
I don't know.
Well, you just bet on him. What do you mean you don't know?
Oh, Michael Thorbjørnsen?
Yeah.
Well, you can't have him.
I'm just curious.
Oh, it's top 10 plus 650.
Plus 650.
Michael
That's
Thorbjørn
who I was trying
Olsen.
To bet on, though.
Oh my god!
I hope Thorbjørn hits and Josh's doesn't at this point.
Yeah, I really do too.
Thorbjørn, my
yeah,
dad,
Michael Thorbjørn Olsen,
Thorbjørnsen.
Holy shit!
Okay, well, let's quickly allocate our money. All right, Nico,
I'm going 400 on Akshay, top 20 plus. 115, 400 on TP, Taylor Pendrith, plus 130, top 20. And then the rest on my boys, Jake Knapp and Thorbjørn Olsen. Not Michael.
Classic mix-up.
Yeah. Classic mix-up there.
Shit.
Their odds were not Michael, so plus 750 and plus 900 top 10.
Michael Thorbjørn Olsen.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, close enough.
We'll give, yeah.
Kyle?
I got Alex Noren, top 30, minus 110 for a nickel. And Minwoo Lee, top 30, minus 150 for 300. Ryan Fox, top 10, plus 500 for 200. And all aboard the ship, plus 850 for $100, top 20.
Yep.
Yeah, top 20 plus
850
is like, hey, that's worth taking for sure.
That's he's going to finish bet. T21. I already know it.
That's still, that's I'd be okay. very happy with that. You'd be happy for him.
I'd be happy for him. It's sad for me.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be bittersweet.
And yeah, he'd be happy for him and not sad for me. So it'd be okay.
All right, Stim.
200 on Cam Young over Tom Kim. Tournament matchup. 200 on Nikolai Høggard over Matt Wallace. Tournament matchup. 200 on Van Rooyen over Patrick Rogers. Tournament matchup. And a 200 spot on Cameron Champ over Bud Cauley. Tournament matchup. And lastly, a 200 spot on Alex Noren plus 600 top 5.
Can you just take that as a $50 parlay, see what happens as well with your book?
No, but I probably can. That'd be dope. I can't when we get to Vegas on Friday.
Yeah, let's do it.
But the odds might be different.
And then I'm going to fade it
Friday,
as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to fade it. I'm going to do... It's a terrible podcast and just name people that nobody knows, but well. Mark Hubbard, Erik van Rooyen... Oh, Mark Hubbard minus 105. Let's put... 200 on that. Erik van Rooyen plus 100. Put 200 on that. Jake Knapp, top 40, plus 130. I'm going to put 200 on that. I feel
Those
pretty good about that one.
Fantastic odds.
And
put the house on that one.
Mac
that.
Meisner, plus 120, top 40. I'm going to put another 200 on that. And then I'm going to put my last 200 on... Not, I forgot his name. Oh, Michael Thorbjørnsen.
Michael Thorbjørn
Olsen. Michael Thorbjørn Olsen. Michael Thorbjørnsen, fresh out of Stanford, top 10, plus 650, $200 on that, which is like not high enough odds.
It's not. It's first of really two. He must be second, that second, fucking good.
He's high up
But
there.
He finished sixth at the Travelers last year.
Okay.
Or 2 years ago.
But he sucked. Well, I don't know if he sucked, but.
He was middle of the pack last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care what you finish. If you can shoot multiple under par, your PGA Tour debut.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good. I mean, Shipley can do it in the majors.
Double digits.
He
can't,
though.
Yeah, but he can't.
Yeah, Shipley shoots like even.
Yeah.
And then takes the cake.
Yeah, but in retrospect, that's better than.
Comparatively, strokes gained wise, that's like 20 under here.
True.
Exactly.
All right. Let's take a break and we'll come back with the leaderboard. Okay, just kidding. We are not going to do the leaderboard for the sake of time. This podcast is running fairly long because of the intro. And so with that is the podcast. We love you guys. We thank you guys. And we will see you next.